Description of a sculpture.
Technical data.
The author's name is Antoni Tàpies. The title of the work is Homenatge a Picasso, Tribute to Picasso. The date when it was painted is 1983. The size is 4 by 4 by 4 meters. The technique is modern sculpture. The stylistic period is informalism and abstraction. And the location is Passeig de Picasso in Barcelona. Subject and theme. This is a sculpture created by the artist Antoni Tàpies. The work of art was completed in 1983, after the artist was asked to produce the piece of work by the Barcelona City Council in order to commemorate the centenary of Picasso's birth in 1981. The sculpture is in Passeig Picasso, an avenue that links the Santa Maria del Mar neighborhood with Ciutadella Park.
General overview. The main element is a large glass cube measuring 4 meters along its side with water pouring over the cube. It seems to emerge from a square pool measuring 11 meters along each edge that acts as a base. The cube contains a sculpture made up with a piece of furniture in a modernist style that is a sofa, mirror, and cupboard combined, cut through by iron beams, painted white, chairs piled on top of each other, tied together with ropes, white blankets or pieces of fabric, and two crisscross rectangles made also with iron beams. It can be described as a monument fountain. The sculpture is outdoors in a public place, which provides natural light. The light and the weather condition change the feelings transmitted by the sculpture.
Details. Certain sentences attributed to Picasso are written on the blankets or pieces of fabric, such as: a painting is not intended to decorate a living room, but is instead a weapon of attack and defense against the enemy. A declaration of principles that Tàpies adopts as his own in this monument. Therefore, the public is surprised by the sculpture, which is difficult to understand and does not seek beauty. To sum up, one can say that this sculpture will leave nobody indifferent. There is no happy medium. You love it or you don't like it at all.
Focus on the style. Tàpies started as a surrealist painter. His early works were influenced by Paul Klee and Joan Miró, but soon became an informal artist, working in a style known as pintura matérica, in which non-artistic materials are incorporated into the paintings. Tàpies was one of the first to create serious art in this way. He added clay and marble dust to his paint and used waste paper, string, and rust. Tàpies was a Catalan-Spanish painter, sculptor, and art theorist who became one of the most famous European artists of his generation.